WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom and real talk. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a marathon while your confidence is stuck in traffic? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? That relentless negative self-talk can actually have a serious impact on our mental health. It's time to ditch the negativity and build that inner strength, one conversation at a time. Today, we're diving deep into the world of self-sabotage disguised as thoughts. We'll explore how those pesky whispers in your head can chip away at your well-being, but most importantly, I'm going to equip you with some powerful tools to silence that inner critic and start building a kinder, more supportive dialogue with yourself. You know that feeling when you're about to ace a presentation, but then that voice pops up saying, "You're gonna mess this up, just like always." That's negative self-talk at work. And it's way more common than we think. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you combat this negativity head-on. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step. Recognize the pattern. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts. What triggers them? What are they saying exactly? Sometimes, just becoming aware of these patterns can be half the battle. You've got to acknowledge it before you can change it, right? 2. Challenge those thoughts. Remember, your thoughts aren't facts. Once you're aware of those negative whispers, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have for this? Often, those thoughts are based on fear or past experiences, not reality. It's like that time in middle school when you thought everyone was judging your outfit. Turns out, they were probably too busy worrying about their own stuff. 3. Reframe your narrative. This is where things get really powerful. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try reframing those thoughts into something more positive and empowering. I'm going to mess this up becomes I'm going to do my best and learn from the experience. It's a subtle shift, but it can make a world of difference in how you feel. Think of it like changing the channel on your mental TV. There are always better shows out there. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes our inner critic gets the upper hand. Don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, offer yourself some understanding and encouragement. Remember, you're human, and that's perfectly okay. 5. Cultivate positive habits. Surround yourself with things that uplift you. Listen to inspiring music, spend time in nature, practice gratitude. These little acts can make a big difference in your overall mindset. Think of it like fertilizing your mental garden. You need to nurture those positive vibes. You know that feeling when you're trying to nail a tough interview? You've got the skills, the experience, but then those doubts creep in. What if I say something stupid? What if they don't like me? That voice can really sabotage your confidence. But imagine this. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, you consciously choose to focus on your strengths. You remind yourself of all the amazing things you've accomplished before. You visualize yourself succeeding and feeling proud of your performance. This shift in mindset can be game-changing. Remember, it's not about ignoring negative thoughts, it's about choosing how you respond to them. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to silence that inner critic and unleash your true potential. Remember, mental health is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of positive self-talk. Ready to take action? This week, I want you to commit to one small act of self-compassion every day. Whether it's giving yourself a compliment, practicing a few minutes of meditation, or simply taking a break to breathe deeply, these little moments can make a huge difference in how you feel about yourself. Don't forget to share your experiences with me. Head over to our social media pages and let me know what strategies are working for you. Together, we can build a world where everyone feels empowered to silence their inner critic and shine bright. Catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.